The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness with your hosts, Liv and Kelly. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to start living your best life, the time is now. Here are your hosts, Liv and Kelly.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Happy Hour. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Kelly.
Welcome to the show tonight. We are picking up where we left off last week. This goes out to all of you who hate your job and who do not want to be there anymore. We're here for you. We are totally here for you. We're going to pick up on our discussion about last week and, you know, work on tips to help you find your passion and figure out just what exactly needs to be done in order for you to create more happiness in your workplace. Kelly, do you have those five strategies we talked about last week?
Yeah, let me pull them up. So
we talked about five strategies. Yeah, if you have those, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so last week we were just talking about kind of how to get by in your job. Doing kind of these five things will help you in your daily life. So let's see, we did the first one, which was talk to the boss. Like just ask the boss. We just kind of, that one, what was that one about, Liv? It's kind of more just...
Yeah, basically, you know, if you're unhappy with a task you're performing or, you know, unhappy with the responsibility that you have, your general area of work, talk to your boss and ask them if you can do other tasks. Ask them for more responsibility or different responsibilities and go to them with the solutions, though. Go to them with what you need from them in order to create a happier work environment for yourself. Just talk to them. Clear the air. Come up with some solutions.
And that kind of goes off with the number two takeaway we had for you guys is create opportunities to work with people that you work well with or people that you enjoy working with. So again, that's kind of talking to your boss and asking if you can work, you know, in a group of people that you know you like to work with or work on a project that you're doing well with those type of people.
Yeah. And I think it also could even mean like going to lunch with someone that you like, you know, just try to keep around those like positive people who lift your spirits during the day. I mean, have you ever been like stuck in a meeting sitting next to someone who's just like complaining the whole time and who doesn't want to be there? And it's like, you pick up on a lot of the energy that you surround yourself with. So sit next to somebody who you get along with, who you work well with, who you can vibe with their energy, even if it just means hanging out or going to lunch every couple of days.
Oh yeah, we all have those people that we love to hang out with or even love to complain with.
Like me and you. Yeah. Like that's why we work together, because we like to be together. It's a very simple technique.
It makes work a lot more fun having to work with your best friend or with someone you enjoy working with.
Yeah, so
it's
and
a very
I think-
good takeaway.
Yeah, we like jumped into these strategies right away because I want to make sure we have time. We have so much good content for you tonight. But these were the strategies from last week's show about, you know, we can't all just quit our jobs right away. So what are some things we can do each day so that we stay sane and somewhat satisfied, even if we're in one of these positions that we don't particularly want to be in?
Yeah, so these are just like refreshers for those that got to join in our show. And if you missed it, these are just kind of the five takeaways. We went into very much detail last week.
Yeah, so and we also posted them on www.naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. If you click on Liv's Greatness Guide, they'll pop right up.
Yeah, so you can go more into it because we just want to kind of go over them with you, get your mind back to where we were, because our next part of this show will be very interesting and a lot of content that's going to be awesome for you guys.
Totally.
Very excited. So let me just finish with these takeaways. The third one that we had was transfer to a different department. So we might all be in a department we're not really feel like fits us. So this could be something if you feel like you were better in an HR department, but you're in business development, you know, maybe you can kind of ask to be switched or ask to find an opportunity that will be you working in that type of department in that type of field.
Yeah. If you like the company that you work for and you know, you believe in their mission, you believe in their vision, stick with the company, just find a different task or a different department that works for you. That could also mean different people.
Yeah. They all kind of go together. Number four is define your limits. This is a pretty important one.
This is a scary one.
It is. I was just going to say that. It's very important and kind of scary. This one's pretty much just trying to get you to know what your limit is, know where you stand and how far you're going to it's hard for me to explain, where you want to take things, if it's going to be an argument or whenever you feel like you need to leave.
Yeah, I feel like I actually watched a video and I can't think of where it was, but I watched a video the other day and it was trying to, you know, leverage with people, is it fair to judge your success by how happy you are? And, you know, I watch that because that's what we talk about here. And we focus a lot of our time and energy on creating happier lives for ourselves and for our clients. And, you know, one thing your limits could be, how many happy days a week are you having? Is the negative energy from work affecting your life at home? It can be anything like that. Define those limits for yourself, though. If the bad days start outweighing the good, if the stress starts outweighing the calm, you know, there's a variety of ways, but you need to know yourself and your limits.
Yeah, this is one that we're going to be kind of talking about later.
Yeah, we're definitely going to go into this more.
This one and then the next takeaway are kind of the ones that we're definitely going to be kind of going farther into and deeper into. With that said, the fifth takeaway we had was create your exit plan. And that's the key, my friends.
Yeah, I mean, if you did steps 1 through 3, you're considering step 4. 5 is definitely the scary part. And 5, this exit plan strategy is for people who are sure that, you know what, I can't take this anymore. I'm coming close to reaching my limit, or I've reached my limit and I need a plan to get out. I need a plan to do something else.
Yeah. If you've done steps 1, 2, or 3 and you found happiness in one of those steps, that's what this whole thing is. This is just to find that happiness in your career. So when it comes to 4 and 5, this is exiting that career and finding your passion, finding your purpose. And that's finding a whole nother career. So that is very scary and very terrifying.
I know. I mean, if you really think about it, if you're in a job that you don't particularly love, if you're like, well, what else am I going to do? I mean, I went to school to do this. I should be doing this. This pays my bills. This is where I go every day. But oftentimes, what we end up doing is not satisfying us, and it's not what we're passionate about. And fortunately, we do live in an age where we can turn our passions into our paycheck or into our, you know, turn that into our work. It can be, you know, an on the side income. It can be your total income. It is, you know, what you want it to be. And it takes a lot of self-discovery to get there.
And that's what we're doing today.
I know. Exactly. We're going to dig a little deeper and try to discover all of that, what drives you, what moves you, what you want to create in your life. And Kelly, the next little thing that we have to talk about is one issue for you, and that, my friend, is meditation.
Oh, yes. Lovely word of meditation.
I'll sit for hours in meditation. But Kelly, I mean, not everyone's totally into it, and that's okay. But we do want to offer you some meditation type techniques to get ready for this show, because being in the proper mindset for self-discovery, for self-awareness, can really come from a bit of meditation.
Yeah. And I mean, coming from someone who wasn't into meditation.
She's a resistor. You are a meditation resistor, and that's okay. You're still welcome at happy hour.
Oh, I'm very happy. But yes, I am a resistor when it comes to meditation. I had really a hard time sitting still and trying not to think. And I mean, we all live in this very hectic world and kind of very fast paced. It's so hard to slow down and just not think about things. and I have anxiety. I have all those things. It was really hard for me. And it took me a long time to kind of understand the meditation, but you always hear about it and you know the benefits and you can hear about the benefits. But when I really did let it go and really tried meditation for the first time, I mean, I guess there's definitely good benefits to it. It definitely
helps. It's a practice.
Me.
It's definitely a practice, and it's going to be uncomfortable at first. It's even uncomfortable for me at first, and still sometimes, you know, people I'm around are like, "What are you doing? Where are you going?" Like, and it's different. It's a different type of tool to, you know, assist to be that catalyst towards the change that you want to create. Because, like we said, sometimes if you don't know what that change is, you can't create it yet.
Yeah, exactly. And it's definitely about getting, for me, out of that comfort zone. Which yeah. This whole episode, this whole show, we're going to be talking about things that it's going to scare you, it's going to frighten you, but you need to get out of that comfort zone. Even small things like meditating and I wasn't a fan of. I mean, I tried it and I practiced it and it did help me. It helped me figure out my passion and my purpose. And it is very helpful. But I mean, again, it's getting out of that comfort zone and trying something new.
Yeah. And so in the practice of meditation, there's like a ton of benefits. So we're not just talking about it like, oh, go sit on your pillow with your fingers and, you know, whatever the meditation pose is. Like, don't even worry about that. Just like concentrate on the benefits, concentrate on clearing your mind, relaxing your muscles, relaxing your body. I mean, the mental and emotional and physical benefits of meditation are beyond. I mean, from, like Kelly said, anxiety, emotional stability, creativity, happiness. And what we're really, really working towards is gaining clarity and really developing intuition. And that's the focus of this meditation practice when it comes to creating a new career, like really getting in touch with yourself, tapping into your intuition.
Yeah, having that peace of mind and that anxiety and stress like cleared, and that fear just clears it all away, and it makes your mind super clear and open
and ready. Yeah, open.
Yeah, it's ready to, you know, to feel and to think whatever, and that's like, and you know, trying to figure out your passion and things like that. It just relaxes you a lot.
Yeah, I mean, do some of your own research if you're not sure. I mean, we've done a lot of research on it. We use this technique with our clients a lot of the time. When you know, whether it's a quiet meditation, a guided meditation, you know, even something like chanting and affirmations can be part of meditation. But using this to get you in the mindset to start really doing that inner work on yourself is going to be greatly beneficial. And we do it with our students when we do our workshops too, Kelly.
I was just going to say that. I remember when we did for the group of girls, we asked them at the end of our 4 hours, what was their favorite thing? And they all mostly gave us the feedback that meditating for the first 5 minutes. And I was afraid they were just going to resist it just like I did.
I know.
But at first, you know, they thought it was kind of funny and weird and laughed, but they definitely got into it and they loved it because it does.
I know. And we want you to get in that mindset too, because when we are about to take a break, and the entire break, if you're listening with us, if you're listening later, whatever, meditate for these 3 minutes, sit in quiet, sit in calm. When we come back, we're going to start really digging deeper into our passions and investigating what really gets us going. So sit in your quiet space, clear your mind, and we will be right back.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Like so many others, do you put on a game face to the world? The stress of home life, work life, and personal life converge on us on practically a daily basis. Yet, so rarely do we let others see our real selves, and we carry on like we don't have a single problem. We need to connect and to find out we're not alone. Tune into Stories from the Heart of Leadership with host Shamin Sadek to find out not only what's been created, but the story behind it. Listen live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Get ready to experience a more fulfilling lifestyle. Tune in to Direct Connect Empowerment with host Fee Mazanke. The show will feature guests who have changed their lives by using the Direct Connect coaching program or have worked with the same concepts that this program offers. By hearing how others have been transformed, you will be inspired to move forward. Direct Connect Empowerment with Fee Mazanti can be heard live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're tuned in to Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness. To reach Liv and Kelly or today's guest, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email. Our email address is happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. Now, back to Happy Hour.
All right, guys, welcome back to Happy Hour. This is Kelly.
And I'm Olivia.
So I hope you guys just enjoyed your meditation. I really hope you guys took those 3 minutes to just sit and let your mind relax and really meditate. I really hope you guys were able to do that.
Yeah, I think just sitting in the quiet for a couple seconds and getting your mind ready for, you know, to start creating and to start really thinking about what you want out of life and, you know, just clearing it, you know, forget about the stress, forget about the anxieties that you have and just focus on right now, focus on creating. And that's really what we're going to be talking about for the next 40 minutes is this process of creating something awesome for the world, creating something awesome for yourself. And with that theme in mind, what are we drinking this week, Kelly? Because we totally forgot to mention it.
I know. I can't believe we forgot to tell you guys. Well, because we're creating and everything, we had create your own smoothie for our happy hour. So we each got some smoothie recipes. I ended up looking mine up, and I think Olivia got one from someone.
I got it. Yeah, I kind of made it up, but yeah.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, so we can share you guys our recipes that we're drinking tonight. I'm drinking a green monster smoothie. I used to think green smoothies were so gross and I would never be the girl who like drinks them, and now I love them. But this is a little bit different than I normally drink. It's 1 cup of fat-free milk, 1/2 cup of plain yogurt, which I thought was kind of weird because I never used yogurt in a smoothie before.
Did you use Greek yogurt or regular yogurt?
I use Greek yogurt, which is probably
that's good. High protein.
Yeah, right. 1 banana and then peanut butter and some spinach.
Jeez, that's like a dinner. That's good.
I know. I was like, happy hour, my dinner, whatever.
Yeah, nice.
It's actually
creation.
Really filling. I know. I actually enjoy it.
Good. I feel like mine is not as filling as yours, but I was given a housewarming gift over the weekend, and it's this beautiful mint plant. And other than putting it in the dog's water bowls to freshen their breath, I was like, oh my God, I can put it in smoothies. So I made an almond milk, spinach, mango, and mint smoothie. And there's a little bit of Greek yogurt, but we are totally out of groceries. So just little bits in there tonight.
Mint smoothie, that seems kind of weird to me.
No, it's so good.
I don't know about the mint.
It's so good. It's create your own, Kelly. I created
it. I know. Hey, I know. I like it.
Good.
But yes, we want to hear what you guys drink. What's your favorite smoothies, your favorite drinks, juice, anything?
Or you can take our recipes and create those.
Yeah. Yeah, we will. I'll definitely post our recipes that we're drinking so you guys can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and then you can see what we're drinking and try them and tweet us, #NGC Happy Hour.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
We want you guys to be joining in our happy hour. It's always fun to drink with other people, not by yourself. So please.
Drink with us. It's more fun that way.
Yes, we love having friends to drink with. So enjoy those smoothies.
Yeah, and so we are drinking smoothies. We're meditating, and I'm feeling a lot of this like good energy right now. I hope you are too, Kelly.
No, very, very good energy.
And we need to jump into this creating mode because really, like, if we're not happy where we are, we must create something greater, something better. And like one of, you know, as coaches, this is what we do. We work with women, we work with people really who just want to create something more. It can be a relationship. It can be a wellness plan, or it can be an entire new career. And in order to do that, we really need to get in this investigation mode, discover our passion, dig really deep into ourselves, and figure out what the heck we want to do.
Yeah, I mean, this is why coaching, we've both had coaches before. This is what's so important about coaching, is it helps us force ourselves to get into this investigation mode, this clear mind where we can start really discovering what we want and how to get what we want. Some people have trouble even finding out what they want. They know they don't want, but they don't know what they do.
Right.
that's how I was. I knew I didn't like where I was. I didn't like the job. I didn't like a lot of things. But it was so hard for me to figure out what it is, though, that I want. What was my passion? What was my purpose?
What did you do to figure it out, Kel?
Well, I spoke to a coach. This is pretty much what I did do, and helped me a lot. It just helps you to talk to somebody, and it's kind of like she always like would tell me like make a list, make action plans, and I felt like I had to do it because you're making this investment in yourself. And she would check in with me and I would have to tell her that I did do this. And I researched and I found out what I really wanted to do, which was also be a coach.
Right.
And so, I mean, when you're trying to discover yourself, and she made me do some of those meditating things to kind of get myself and realize what my passion was. So it's very helpful, like, just to be able to speak to people. And that's why we're here for you guys to, learn these things.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like, I think having that one-on-one coach experience is totally out of this world. I mean, yeah, it's a huge investment in yourself, but, you really need to consider, is the life that you're living a good enough for you? If not, maybe it's time to invest in ourselves. I mean, we invest in how we look, we invest in our health, our physical health, but are we investing in our career health, our emotional health, our relationship health? All of those, I mean, our lives are just these big, pillars. And when they're all not working together, it's like one machine. I think I'm not making sense, but like all of the parts of the machine must be working together. And so working with a coach, we definitely can get really clear with all of those working parts.
Yeah. I mean, working parts definitely make sense. You keep investing in other things, hoping that's going to fix your overall like happiness or what you want, but it doesn't until you really discover it. And so
actually, while we were talking about that, and I think part of the reason that I got a little bit out of a little confused by my last statement, we did get an email, which I was trying to read. You want me to share that with everyone, Kel?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. This is from Teresa in Long Island, New York. Awesome. Fellow New Yorker. Dear Liv and Kelly, I have been at the same job for 13 years now. Each year I feel more and more like I'm wasting my time and I'm missing out on something greater. I recently started designing some stationery, and different types of office supplies that have positive messages. I really want to be able to do this full time. Not sure if I'm living in La La Land or if this could be a profitable business. Kind of need some help seeing my next steps. Thanks, girls. XOXO Teresa.
Aww.
What a sweet email.
La La Land, I love it.
I know.
Like, you probably say that all the time.
Are we all living there together and we just don't know?
I'm pretty sure it's a real place.
So
I love the stationery idea.
I know. I know. I want that on my desk.
I'm interested. Teresa, I'm interested.
So I would say, I love her question. Not sure if I'm living in La La Land or if this could be a profitable business. I totally think it can be a profitable business. Do you want it to be a profitable business? You have to think about that for yourself. Is that what you want to do? Is it the act of creating the stationery that you like? Is it the feeling you get when someone sees your supplies or your messages? This is such an interesting question because I feel like it kind of leads into what we were going to ask, part of what we're going to do today is have you guys, you listeners, dig in deeper with yourself. And so the first question that we have that you should write down and you can answer for yourself is what, Kelly?
It is, how do I want to make a difference in the world?
That is such a major question. How do you want to make a difference in the world?
So these are like, right, for those listeners, these are the people that want to change their career, pretty much. They want to make their passion into a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And we're in, Teresa brings this up, and she found her passion, which I love. This is her passion, and she's wondering, could she really do this? And the answer is yes.
Yeah, you can really do anything. I mean, if you really go on Google, you can find the most out of this world careers, out of this world companies. That's the power of the internet. It's the power of the worldwide community. Like, anything is really possible if you want it badly enough.
Oh, I know people, and I've probably said this too. I'm like, is this a job? People get paid to do this. And I like love it. And that's what, I mean, she knows her passion, and I think she knows what she wants to make a difference in the world. I mean, she has these stationaries that are, you know, that have positive messages.
I know. I would love to see them. I hope you share your link with us if you have an Etsy store or however you're getting your merchandise to people.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, again, I hope that's her first step. That's what she's doing. It's just small things that like she can do to make a difference. But back to that question for you guys. It's, how do I want to make a difference in the world? Can you guys answer that question? If you really think, this is, after meditating, like, these are the type of questions you might want in your mind right after meditating.
Yeah, write this question in your journal. Think about it. If you have a journal or whatever you have, how do you want to make a difference in the world? And, you know, oftentimes one of the biggest complaints or the biggest feelings of lack in people's workplace is that they don't feel like they're making a difference. And to be honest with you, when I was teaching, I started to feel that way too. I started to feel like I wasn't really making a difference anymore. You know, what I was, you know, supposed to be teaching wasn't really what I, you know, felt compelled to teach. I wasn't drawn to teach it. So there was that disconnect for me where I'm like, I'm not being of service in my job anymore. I'm not truly making the difference that I want to make in this particular job, you know? So consider that.
If you're not feeling fulfilled in your job, then it's not like your passion. And that's fine. And that's what we want you to discover. What
and
is
those passions, they change too. What you wanted to do when you were five might not be what you want to do now. And, you know, accept that, embrace it, embrace that you've changed, you've evolved. I mean, that's a gift in of itself. And, you know, start rediscovering what you're here for. It's never too late. You always have enough time.
Sorry, love. We keep cutting each other off today. Back to your question really fast about the whole living in La La Land. When you thinking of your passion, maybe right now, you might feel that there's no way that this could be a paycheck. And I think, Liv, you felt that way before too. There's excuses in your mind you keep bringing up, and you're like, well, that's not really a passion. I mean, I want to work with dogs, but I like kids. You know, just, you don't know. You just know what you like to do. And that's why this question is supposed to bring it. Like, really, what do you want? Like, why do you want to go to work? How do you want to make a difference how do you want to feel when you leave work?
Yeah.
How do you want to, like, yeah, that makes a difference in the world. It's pretty much what that question is. And that's, it's going to help the, like, kind of put down the passion and get the passion out of it.
Yeah, it's really, these questions are meant to just invigorate that whole feeling of, you know, self-discovery and self-awareness. Like, get your mind thinking, get your mind open to the endless possibilities, and, you know, don't close the doors before you even open them, really. You know, like, dig deep, get in touch with it, figure it all out. We have a couple more questions for you guys, but when we approach our next break, which isn't momentarily, write down your answer to that question. How do you want to make a difference in the world? As if, you know, there is no La La Land. There's this life right here, right now. What do you want to do to make a difference?
Yeah, guys, call us, call in, and we can talk to you guys. We want to know. We want to know your answer to that. Just jot it down. Jot ideas down. Try your best while we're on break.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
All right. Well, we'll be back, guys, and can't wait to talk to you guys more.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning in to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
How do you achieve balance in your life? Is it when everything runs in perfect alignment with each other? Time, money, and life? You can keep everything in nearly perfect balance. Listen for Be Mighty with K.D. Marley, which is made up of two people, K. Mar and D. Lee. The hosts have worked with small business owners to find the best and most systematic way of tracking both time and money in order to achieve work-life balance to their advantage. The show can help you, too. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're tuned in to Happy Hour. How to get what you want out of life and create more happiness. To reach Liv and Kelly or today's guest, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email. Our email address is happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. Now, back to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the happiest hour of your day. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Kelly.
We are talking to you guys about, you know, how to take that next step out of the job that you hate, how to figure out your passion and turn it into your next job and all the little steps you got to take on the way to that.
We talked about meditating, passion investigating, and just kind of ways of how to find or create that dream job of ours.
Exactly.
And while we're doing that, in honor of creating those dream jobs, we created our own smoothie recipe that we shared with you guys. And I have a problem with mine, Liv, because mine is gone.
Oh, no.
And I'm actually really full now because that was...
I know. You have a lot of good protein-packed foods in yours.
Very
mine,
energized,
not so
though.
Much. I'm about to eat something else after.
Oh, no. I'm full and energized and I'm ready to talk about creating this dream job.
Good. And we... You know, we just were talking to Teresa about, you know, taking her more or less like hobby, something she's doing on the side and wanting to know, like, could I do this full time? Is it possible? And, you know, we're here to coach you through that, to coach you through those doubts and those excuses that you may have. But we are proof that anything is possible in our own careers. And, you know, look around in your social media world and whole world of the internet, there are so many people who are proving that living out your passion is what will make you successful. It will bring you the abundance. If you're doing what you love, abundance will come in return.
Yeah, and you know people that have done it or you've read about it or seen them and you're like, why can't I do that?
You can.
And you can. The thing, they did it and look, you know, it happens every day. It happens all the time. So I know we all have that fear and that, you know, we're just scared of all of it. So this is why we're here. We're here to help you find that passion if you don't know it. And we'll help you to go to the next steps of creating your passion into that paycheck. Because it's possible. Because we did it. And we know a lot of people have. And we've helped a lot of clients do it. So that's why we're here. We're here to tell you guys and share with you.
Yeah. And we gave you your first question for, you know, doing that passion investigation activity with yourself. And it's, how do I want to make a difference in the world? And I hope you got a chance to think about that. And I hope that when you were thinking about it, you didn't, you know, talk yourself out of it at the same time. You know, a lot of things are when we talk to clients or we talk to potential clients or we just talk to people in general, you know, oh, I really want to do this, but I really want to do this, but there's all, you know, there's never enough time. There's never enough money. There's never enough support. But there is. There really is. Kelly, what are some other excuses you've heard?
Money. I need to have a paycheck.
Yeah.
If I can't quit my job. And we're not telling you to go quit your job today because it's not your passion. That's not what we're trying to say. I mean, we know you're going to have to like work towards it. And you have to know this is going to be a process, but it will be worth it. And it's all I can say. And you know, it's going to be worth it. So the other ones I heard is, I can't find the initiative. I heard that one. It's kind of, and that's kind of what we're talking about today, is taking that first step, that leap is very hard.
Yeah. I mean, the lack of initiative, I want to say is going to be stemming from somewhere a little deeper, you know? I remember one thing I struggled with when I first started was, you know, I'd have this constant like fear, really, like, am I putting in all this effort and investing so much in myself and our company? And did I have a worry that I was never going to, it wasn't actually going to work, right? And we don't want to put our time and our money into something that we're doubting. So that often is what causes us not to start in the first place.
Yeah. And then going back to that limit, sometimes you just end up reaching that limit though, where you're done.
Yeah.
And I think we both kind of did that. And that's why we're here today. But I mean, you don't have to even reach that limit. Like, you know your limit and you know you're reaching it, then start planning on your next
plan.
Step.
It can be, you know, however long you need or want your plan to be that functions for you, your family, your income. But once you have that limit defined, it's relatively easy to create an action plan. To make the plan, to, you know, execute those steps, it's going to take discipline. We're here for you for that. Call us if you need us. You know, all of our information is readily available to you on our website, and we would love to coach you through that. It's totally possible.
It really is. I mean, it's you guys hold everything. You know how to do this, and you know, you guys can do it. We just will help and coach you through it, because that's what we're telling you. The meditating thing is kind of all that excess noise and everything that kind of gets in the way, or those doubts that yourself has that gets in the way. That's what needs to be silenced.
Yeah.
And you just need to believe that you can do it. And making those action steps is like checking. It's like a checklist. They're so easy to follow that you're like, you do it so fast. And that's how you start doing it. Before you even know it, you're already halfway to your passion.
Yeah, through all your steps, totally.
Through your action plans.
You have a lot more motivation once you really verbalize it, you accept it, and you connect with your idea, with, you know, whatever this goal is that you're working for. And, you know, it reminds me, I've heard like so many people, especially in the beginning of coaching, who, you know, talk about these great ideas that they have. And, you know, then they say like why they can't do them, right? All the reasons why they can't do them. They want to, you know, one of the greatest ideas someone told me was, it was a pet and person, you know, gym, more or less, like a workout place for your dog and yourself to go to together. And I'm like, and create this business, please. Like, I would love to be able to send my doggy off to dog play, gym, whatever, and I could go work out at the same time. Don't you think that's such a great idea?
Yes, because then when you're done, your dog, you don't have to go take everyone.
I know, then you
the
don't
gym.
Have to walk the dog again.
Yeah, then you come home and have to walk your dog. It's like double workout.
These ideas are not crazy to me. Maybe we're all crazy here, but that's, you know, also what makes creative people creative, is a little bit of loony. But there are these ideas that are like, wait a second, there's people who want this. Stop holding it back. It's almost like a crime to yourself, I feel like, to hold in these like great ideas. Go share them. Go share them.
Oh, I agree. I mean,
we want them.
We make fun of there's an app for that. Well, there really is an app for that because someone created it.
Like, I know.
It's crazy. You can really do anything. And if you're passionate about it, then chase it. And we will help you chase it.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here. And this is why our show is here, is to help you.
This is a perfect segue into our next question. Get out your pens. You know, get your mind ready for question number two. If nothing was stopping you, now that could be money, fear, geography, relationships. If nothing was stopping you, what would you do?
So this is like this question, think, what do you do in your free time, you know, that you may or may not be able to make money or making money doing, but can you do this as a career? Can you make this time for now? Like, can you do those type of things? And this is a meditating question. When your mind wanders and, or you're sitting at work and you're like, oh, I wish I could do this. Or I wish I was here.
Yeah. And like, actually, what do you picture yourself doing? Kelly, we were just talking about a couple that I don't remember if you knew them or someone else knew them. Basically, you know, they went on vacation. They realized that they loved this place so much. They, you know, ended up creating these careers that could take them, you know, to this place because they couldn't stop thinking about it. They envisioned themselves there. They saw themselves happy and this place was in mind. And so, you know, even if it's a location of where you can create this career, not just an actual activity that you're doing, all of those things can play a role in, you know, discovering this passion and turning it into a career.
Yeah, because I mean, we keep saying like passion, and that is a big part of it. But it even can be as simple as moving to a place that just makes you happy. And I remember that couple, they were in paradise for like a honeymoon, and they were like walking around and they just wanted to make that their life. They literally dropped everything, moved there, and she was working at a bar and he was working at like a scuba diving place. But that was their real, he's like, this is real life to me. It's crazy. And they're the happiest I've ever seen them. And it's because they just, that was their passion, was just living in what they called was paradise. And it really was paradise.
And you know what?
That's not for everyone. But again, it wasn't, they followed a job. They just followed where they wanted to be. So that's where it could be too. It could be you just want to be in a certain place.
But collect all of those ideas. You know, don't discount any of them because you think they're too out of this world, too crazy. Someone's going to judge you. Your mom's going to think you're crazy. Your dad's not going to fund that. Whatever it may be. Don't, you know, don't eliminate something. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge your own things that make you happy right now. Just get it all out there as part of the self-discovery exercise. Pretend that, you know, in your mind, if nothing is stopping you, what would you be doing? You know, is it possible to do this now? Can you make time for this? What are you, what is it that you're going to be doing?
Yes, we gave you these two questions. And kind of help you focus on these questions, just like write down all your ideas that come to mind when you're answering these questions. I mean, we can even create a vision board. I remember Olivia.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We created a vision board. Oh, we still have that, I think, right?
Yeah. We definitely have it.
And we just got, what is it, like newspapers, magazines, and we just, I want my office to look like this. I want, you know, just like a sunset, things that made us happy, things that just, I don't know, spoke to us, and we don't even know really why. And we just put on a poster board, and looking at that, just like we had the word passion.
I think we should do another one soon too.
I know we really should. And I mean, because, and yeah, it just, it was awesome. And it was very like motivating because all those things just made us like happy and driven. So vision boards are a great way to be focused.
Yeah. So that's such a good point. Like, Kelly, instead of maybe if you can't verbalize exactly what it is, like cut out the pictures, cut out just a few words of how you want to feel and add them to a board. That's such a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, cause people are, if you have no idea what you want to do, that's a very great start. Cause then, you know, you can look at that and you can see these images and what are they telling you? What comes to your mind when you're looking at these images that make you happy, that make you motivated? And then you have the people that definitely know exactly what their passion is, what their dream job is. And if you know that, like follow those people that have done that.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many social media these days that follow them. Try to connect with them. People will love to connect with you. And you can kind of ask them any questions, ask them tips, or just kind of follow them, stalk them. It sounds kind of...
yeah, stalk them.
But you know what I mean? Just get to know them in a deeper sense, because doing that alone, it's going to make you like realize that they did it, so why can't you?
Yeah.
And they would definitely probably be able to help.
Yeah. You know, finding someone who can be like a mentor to you, especially in whatever, you know, industry you're looking to get into, whatever job you're looking to get into, you know, look at what they're doing. And not only are they proving to you it's possible, but they're showing you how to do it.
Yes. The inspiration is very great for finding those people.
Put their picture on your vision board.
Yes, do it. So yeah, go over those questions. And again, this is a very important question. If nothing was stopping you, what would you do? So think about it. Free time. What do you think about? Write it down. So we're about to take another break. And I want you guys to now jot down ideas and think of these questions. And again, call us, Instagram us, tweet us. We would love to hear from you guys.
us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment. You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Can you think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You're tuned in to Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness. To reach Liv and Kelly or today's guest, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email. Our email address is happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. Now, back to Happy Hour.
All right, guys, welcome back. This is Kelly.
And I'm Olivia. Welcome.
All right, guys, I hope you were answering that question number two. And while we were gone, we actually got a Facebook message from Mallory in Ohio. And I would love to read this to you guys because it kind of brings in that passion. And let's see, it was one day.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. One day, I feel like I want to quit my job and travel the world. The next day, I feel like I want to author a book. The next, I want to go back to school and become a teacher. I just feel like there are so many options. How do I decide which one to do? That brings up a very good point.
Mallory, I love this one because I feel like I really connect with Mallory. I always have a million ideas and I want to do all of them. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know where to begin. Like I'm going to paint this wall and then I'm going to write this book. And then I'm going to like, you can do it all. You just got to slow down, slow down. You can do all those things, but you may have to kind of prioritize.
Yeah, and that's like what that kind of that question or both of those questions really it will help you with that. I mean, you're going to have to break down those questions and break down your answers and kind of decide which one is best for you maybe right now. Because you really probably could do all of those.
Yeah.
And you can do research on finding all of those. Maybe a teacher. You can a teacher can write a book. You can write a book. You go back to school.
Yeah.
I mean, you can travel like while teaching. There's so many things you can do. And it just takes a lot of research. And that's kind of the next step when people do decide. It's the research, the networking.
And those are all like, those are all solid actions though, too. So it's like when we say like, create this action plan, create this exit plan, doing the research, figuring it all out, that's an action in and of itself, right?
Yeah, so, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Once you do all that, you're pretty, that's very, very big part of the beginning of finding your passion and creating that plan. And that's like the first three steps right there is the research and the networking. So when you're there, you just kind of, you break it down more, but yeah, you're halfway there.
Yeah. And like, you know, when it comes to traveling the world, like totally possible. How long have you been wanting to do that for? A year, 2 years, 3 years, you know, it might take you a year, 2 or 3 years to save up enough money to do that, but you might as well start now if you know it's something that you want to do. Make a plan. How much money can you put in a travel account every month? You know, if you're always going to want to do it, so you do really have time to save the money. Part of your action steps, part of your plans. If you want to author a book, that's a lofty goal. I want to author a book. I don't, you know, we actually have, well, we have a chapter of a book coming out, Kelly, but, you know, it's a lot of work though. And before you can even do that, you have to figure out what your actual steps are, you know, from getting a publisher to, are you going to self-publish? What is the topic? What is the outline of the book? You know, you can do all of these things, but break them down into manageable actions.
Yeah, but even you saying that like that way, it's made me scared. Like, it scares you saying it takes all these steps. But when you do break them down, you kind of make it very easy for it to follow. We did a chapter and I can't believe we already did it. Like, we already wrote it. And I couldn't believe it. I was so scared to do a chapter. Eventually we can do books. But we broke it down. It was 1 week we did one page, you know, and it just grew without even knowing that we wrote a whole chapter. So as long as you break them down and you do one step at a time, it makes it easy for anyone to do these, to do this. Like, don't be scared. Don't be overwhelmed. It's not overwhelming. You just need to take baby steps and you'll get there.
And that is a perfect segue into question number three, which is, like, I'm sure some of you are thinking and you have these action steps like floating around in your brain and hopefully you're getting inspired and not too scared. But question number three, write this down. By taking action on your passion, what is the worst thing that could happen? What is the best thing that could happen? You know, what's the absolute worst thing that could happen if you, you know, decide to give it a go at whatever you're passionate about, whatever you truly want?
Like, realistically, what, like, is the risk worth the reward?
Exactly. And, you know, don't dwell on that negative. Oh my God, I could lose all my money. I could lose my family. I could lose my house. Okay. Those are worst case scenarios if you, you know, don't stick to the plan that you create. But what is the best thing that could happen? You could end up blissfully happy living on an island, sipping a green smoothie or whatever, writing a book. I mean, you know, consider these options and start taking action. You know, so back to Mallory's question, is really like, you have all these things. The only thing you can really do is to start doing something. If you're not taking action, nothing's happening. You're just sitting in this place of, I wonder what could happen.
Yeah, and it's very important to make sure you have your passion when you're, you know, just make sure this is your passion that you're doing. So that's why we're talking about the passion investigation, that these three questions will kind of get you thinking. And, you know, and we've told you there's like tips to help you focus more, like there's guided meditations and writing all these ideas down and there's vision boards. Like, this will help you get there. And then those steps will make you have that reward. And yeah, again, don't harp on the negative.
And if you need, you know, if you need more help discovering your passion, call us. That's what we do. We work with people to help them discover it. If you know what your passion is and you want to get started, reach out to us. We are totally here to guide you, not just in our 1 hour a week of happy hour, but, you know, that's our life's work. It's working with people to create better lives for themselves. And, you know, the worst, you know, considering the best thing, considering the worst thing that could happen by taking action, considering excuses, you know, don't let any of that hold you back. Just go for it. Embrace it. Embrace this opportunity that you're given. You're here. You're listening for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, no matter what, the time is going to keep going. You know, just, you have to just chase that dream. The sooner you do it though, the sooner you'll get there and you're going to be happy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny. I literally just today on Twitter, one of my friends on Twitter, the young female entrepreneurs, tweeted one of my favorite quotes, which is, never give up on the dream because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway. So, you know, whether it's saving up for this world travel, whether it's planning to, you know, start a new career, start a new life somewhere else, the time is going to go by. So take the actions, write out the actions, and get going. You know, don't let age or time stop you. You know, you have the resources. We can be a resource to you. Just do it. Just get up and do it.
Yeah, I mean, the sooner you do it, again, the sooner you'll get there. And you can do it now. You can do it tonight. You can start. This is goes along with that, the last takeaway we gave you guys last week, that exit plan. You can, doesn't mean quitting your job in anytime soon. You can have a timeline. And if you follow that timeline, just say, you know, by an example, like next month, try to connect with people that have been doing your passion.
Yeah. Just and we
small
just
things like that.
We just got a tweet related to that, Kelly. It says, is there an amount of time that you recommend for your timeline?
Oh, perfect. Well, do you recommend a time?
I mean, I personally like to keep things within a year just so that like you have an end in mind. But, you know, your timeline needs to work for your budget, your family, your lifestyle, and what you actually want. So, you know, make it a timeline that works for you. And unfortunately, we are coming to our close for tonight. So again, we're going to post all of these questions for you on our blog. And we're going to keep encouraging you to dig a little deeper to, you know, definitely join Kelly. You guys can meditate together. Think of a meditation plan and get your mind in the right place to do this work.
Yeah. I mean, again, I did the meditation, so you guys can do it. And let's do that passion investigating and let's meditate and let's, you know, answer these three questions. And I promise you guys, you'll be happier in your job.
Yeah, you just have to be open to the possibilities. And please feel free to email us, call us, reach out to us in any way. We would love to be your partner in this process.
All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed Happy Hour tonight. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us this week. Be sure to stop by for Happy Hour with Liv and Kelly again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. See you soon.